USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The Supreme Court is shooting down President Biden's plan to forgive student loan debt. Melissa Burney is part of a group who wants student loan debt canceled, and she said Biden must take action.
40 million families are counting on student loan relief, and we should not let right-wing cruel AGs stand in the way between a promise and justice.
The High Court today ruled the president exceeded his authority with his plan to forgive more than $400 billion in federal student loan debt. The justices in the 6-3 decision said the program was an unlawful exercise of presidential power because it had not been approved by Congress. On the other hand, President Biden is set to speak soon about new actions to offer relief to student loan borrowers. Biden will address the nation in response to the Supreme Court's decision to strike down the student loan relief. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders is sending her National Guard troops to the southern border.
We need the very best to take on this mission because it won't be an easy one. But I certainly would not have asked our guardsmen to do this if it wasn't a mission focused on the safety and the security of our country.
80 guardsmen left from Fort Chaffee near Oklahoma today. Sanders is joining a growing list of over a dozen other state governors that have pledged to send troops in recent weeks. Beginning tomorrow, they'll assist the Texas National Guard in their efforts to control immigration for 30 days. ESPN is letting go a number of its well-known on-air reporters and personalities. Almost 24 on-air staff members were reportedly let go by the sports cable network today. Some of the names include Jeff Van Gundy, Max Kellerman, Keyshaw Johnson, Steve Young, Susie Colbert, and Ashley Brewer. ESPN decided to cut on-air talent in order to save off-screen jobs as it tried to meet its financial targets. This is USA News.
I'd like to introduce you to our new sponsor, Get the Tea. Get the Tea carries all natural, non-GMO organic teas and supplements made in the USA. Get the Tea's ingredients are the purest available. My favorite is Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is a gentle daily cleanse containing 12 herbs that, when combined, really keep things moving. I drink it every day, and my energy has never been better. I'm feeling great. Life Change Tea comes in 3 delicious flavors, natural, peppermint, and pomegranate. It's an easy and delicious way to keep your digestion on track. And for those on the go, try D365. D365 is like change tea in a capsule. Drink the tea or take D365 capsules and keep your digestion running smoothly. Go to getthetea.com and enter discount code USA to get 10% off any size order. That's getthetea.com, discount code USA for 10% off your order.
Vice President Harris is denouncing the Republican lawmakers behind the anti-LGBTQ bills being introduced in states nationwide. Speaking at a Pride event held at her residence in Washington, D.C. Thursday, Harris said the nation is up against extremists who are trying to do an abrupt backward march. Former Vice President Pence was in Ukraine yesterday to meet with President Zelensky.
Volodymyr Zelensky said that he wanted to show the American people why it was important to support Ukraine.
That's NBC's Kelly Cobiella. Pence is the first Republican 2024 presidential candidate to meet with him. He has been vocal about his support for Ukraine, and the trip sends a firm message that he believes the U.S. should play a leading role in the country's fight against Russia. Virgin Galactic launching its first customers to the edge of space. The private space company founded by British billionaire Richard Branson launched its first commercial space flight on Thursday with 3 paying passengers funded by the Italian Air Force. This 90-minute flight blasted off from Spaceport America in New Mexico. Barbie is expected to beat Oppenheimer at the box office next month. The 2 blockbuster films are expected to hit theaters in July. And Greta Gerwig's Barbie is expected to make between $70 and $80 million in its first weekend. Christopher Nolan's Oppenheimer comes out the same weekend. It's projected to make $40 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.